Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Saints. Welcome to today's Seed Time and Harvest broadcast. You're listening to Bishop Hutchison. We're so blessed to have you in the listening audience with us again on this blessed Sunday afternoon here from North Central Georgia. I pray that your life is blessed and highly favored wherever you are around the world listening to the sound of my voice, whether live or on the archive message. We're excited to continue our series of studies that we've been going over the last several weeks dealing with different types of psalms. And this week we're going to be continuing with that series of studies with a lesson entitled Psalms of Divine Justice, Trusting God. If you want to think about this in another way, we're going to see how God turns your tragedy into triumph. And so I'm looking forward to going through these lessons with you, and I pray that you have your Bible, paper, and pencils ready to take notes so that you can study right along with us, saints of God. I'm going to give you our central truth and key verse in just a moment, as well as our study text. But let me go ahead and give you a few of our announcements, because we want you to know how to stay connected with what God is doing with our ministries here. We're so blessed, and we send a special greetings out to all the members of the Royal Priesthood today, our cell churches that meet right here in Forest Park, Georgia, as well as in Columbia, South Carolina, Jacksonville, Florida area, and Lewisburg, Tennessee. We send a special greetings out to you. We are a royal priesthood. We're living life abundantly. And I thank God for each and every one of you. Also, we're blessed to announce our upcoming Grace Bible College and Seminary Training Center here in Forest Park, Georgia, which will be opening in September of this year. We're going to be having classes and seminars and workshops, so you want to stay tuned about that. Our courses are also available online and by mail, but we're adding a new training center for classroom courses here in Forest Park, Georgia. And also stay tuned as we announce more information about our Pinnacle of Success seminars, which will be conducted in November all around the southeastern states of the U.S., but starting right here in the Atlanta metropolitan area. The Pinnacle of Success is our ministry that talks about helping you reach the high point of success in life, business, and relationships. So you don't want to miss that. Hallelujah. So I praise God today, saints. Again, welcome for tuning in to our Seed Time and Harvest broadcast today, where we're studying Psalms of Justice, Trusting God, how God can turn your tragedy into triumph. Now, our central truth for this week's lesson is we can trust God to be just in every situation. The key verse we're looking at is Psalm chapter 140, verse 12. And let's look at both the King James Version as well as the New International Version for your hearing today. The King James Version of Psalm 140:12 says, "I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor." The New International Version reads, "I know that the Lord secures justice for the poor and upholds the cause of the needy." Let us pray. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. We lift you up, Father. We magnify and exalt your name today. We thank you for your word, for the living word. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus that redeemed us. We thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, which enables us to life, victory, and success today. Oh, God, we thank you that as our minds and hearts are open to your word today, may we accept and embrace the reality that you are just and that we can depend on you in all times, whether those are good times or bad times. God, you are the same. So I speak life. I breathe freshness and refreshing over the listeners today, refreshing that brings healing, that brings provision, that brings salvation, even now, in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, by the power of his name and his blood, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And amen. Glory to God, saints. Again, welcome to the Kingdom Broadcasting Network. This is our Sunday Seed Time and Harvest Broadcast. We're talking about Psalms of Divine Justice this week. And the study text that we're going to be using is coming from Psalm chapter 35, verses 1 through 28. We're also going to take a look at Psalm 109, verses 1 through 31, as well as Psalm 140, verses 1 through 13. So we're going to see in this particular text how the writer calls us to reflect on God's just nature and how we can depend on him in difficult times in our lives. So there are three points of outline that I want to discuss with you today. You can write these down if you're taking notes. The first point of outline that I'd like to discuss with you today is an appeal for defense, an appeal for defense. We're going to see where the writer cried out for divine justice and how he praised God for his deliverance. Our second point of outline is cry for help. In that section, we will talk about let God answer for you and proclaim God's loving deliverance. That's when you shout hallelujah and thank God in advance. The third and final point of outline that I pray that I can discuss with you today is prayer for deliverance. We're going to see in that final section how the writer prayed for protection and how he declared that God upholds justice. Justice is doing the right thing at the right time for the right people. And we're going to see that God is a just God, for he's always faithful. Children of God. And so we can depend on him. We can trust God. We can lean and we can rely on him even when everything seems to be going wrong. This is what this part of this lesson is about, turning your tragedy into triumph. So no matter how dark situations may seem, if you put your hope and your trust in God, there's a place for divine justice to take place in your life. So in addition to those three points of outline, here are three things that I want you to get out of this week's lesson. I want you to be able to discuss why there is evil in a world created by a loving, powerful, and all-knowing God. Second, I want you to rely on the justice of God when faced with difficulty and unfairness in life. And the third and final thing I pray you'll get out of this lesson is that you will help others trust God in unfair situations by telling them about God's justice and God's mercy. Hallelujah. Somebody said Psalm of Divine Justice, trusting God. Yes, yes, we can see in these texts today how God could turn your tragedy into triumph. Now, in introduction for this week's lesson, saints, we know that news broadcasts can be very depressing. A lot of times when I have the television on, which is very rarely, and it's on a news channel, every bit of the news, for the most part, is something negative, something that's unproductive, violence, crime, unemployment, tragedy, and crisis. So it can be. And if we look at the news and if we get caught up in just only hearing that side of the story, we may ask ourselves, where is God? Where is justice? Who defends the defenseless? Well, in today's lesson, we will examine three psalms in which David is faced with questions like these when situations seem to be out of control. So we pray that today's lesson will bring hope and encouragement to you, saints of God, that we do not be overcome by what we see and hear in the news. We need to understand that when injustice occurs, even though we may wonder where God is, we'll see today that David wondered and he wrote songs in which he talked about God and he talked about his problems. And we'll see that these imprecatory psalms, as they're sometimes called, they're called imprecatory because they contain a word of curses upon those who are doing evil, or on those who are treating others unjustly without a cause. And so they're called the imprecatory psalm. Some of these prayers and psalms may make us feel uncomfortable as we read them today. But as we understand why David prayed this way, it is important for us to understand how they can apply to our lives. There are times where we want God to step in and to punish those who are doing such unjust evil in our world. So it's very important that we understand this type of psalm today, which are psalms of divine justice. Really is asking us to trust God, for vengeance is the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise. So let's go ahead and prepare to take a look at our first point of outline. If you're going to be studying along with us, our first point of outline that we're going to read is coming from Psalm chapter 35, verse 1 through 8, where we see the psalmist put out a cry for divine justice. When people are treated unfairly, or when people are being cruel and toward people for no apparent reason, sometimes we cry a cry of divine justice as well. Here we are, Psalm 35, verse 1. It begins to read, "Contend, Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take up a shield and armor. Arise and come to my aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue me. Say to me, I am your salvation." Verse 4. "May those who seek my life be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot my ruin be turned back in dismay. May they be like the chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. May their path be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them." Verse 7. "Since they hid their net for me without cause, and without cause dug a pit for me, may ruin overtake them by surprise. May the net they hid entangle them. May they fall into the pit to their ruin." Thanks to God, we see that this psalmist is crying out a cry of divine justice. We see at the end of it, he says that may the hole that they dug for me be the hole they find themselves in. Many of us may have heard words similar to that in our lives. And we must be careful what we sow. For what we sow, we will also reap. That's another way of what the psalmist is saying here. May those who have come against me unjustly and without a cause, may those who have laid snares and traps for me find themselves in their own snares and traps. May they reap what they have sown. So this is an appeal for defense that the psalmist, which many people ascribe to David in this point, is making unto God. And so there are times where we do cry out to God when we've been treated unfairly, or when we've been pursued without a cause, or where injustice seems to be ruling and reigning. And we see that the psalmist looked to God. He made an appeal. He made supplications and petitions unto God. We know in the New Testament scripture that says, "Do not be anxious for anything, but in all things by prayer and supplication." Here is the psalmist David making a prayer and supplication, petition unto the Lord. But he does it with thanksgiving as we look at the end of this particular psalm, chapter 35. And so we understand that there are times where situations and circumstances in our lives seem to press against us, where we, instead of taking matters into our own hands or allowing the situation or circumstances to cause us to fall into isolation and depression, that we can call on God, Jehovah Nissi, which is the Lord, our God, our banner of victory. And this is what the psalmist is doing in this particular text today. Now, let's take a look at another part of this psalm, Psalm 35. We're still in that. We're going to see in this section that he praised God for his deliverance. And even though his situation may not have changed, but he's going to thank God in advance. Somebody said, "Thank you, Lord. I'm trusting God today." And so if we look at verses 9 through 10, we'll see the psalmist begin to thank God. He begins to praise him. He says in verse 9, "Then my soul will rejoice in the Lord and delight in his salvation. My whole being will exclaim, who is like you, Lord? You rescue the poor from those too strong for them. the poor and the needy from those who rob them. Again, he goes on in verse 27 and 28, he says, may those who delight in my vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, the Lord be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servants. My tongue will proclaim your righteousness, your praises, all the day long. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to give God praise today. This is what it's like when you realize that when you trust in God, when you say or pray these prayers and sing songs of divine justice, you cause God to take attention to your situation. And you know if God hears prayers, saints, you know that God answers prayers that are according to his will. And we know that it is not the will of God that we suffer unjustly. It is not the will of God that those who perpetrate evil in the world get away scot-free. So the psalmist began to praise and to thank God, because now that he has prayed about it, he's no longer going to worry about it. So he began to thank God. And this is what happens in our life when we really are trusting God, saints. Either we're going to pray about it or we're going to worry about it. We cannot or should not be doing both at the same time. And that's what Jesus was saying to us when he says, do not be anxious, hallelujah, for anything, but in all things, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. You see, the psalmist meeting all of those three requirements that we heard in the New Testament text. Let them be made known unto God, and then the peace of God, which brings in this moment of praising and thanking God. He said, will guard and keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Look, I don't know what you may be going through today. I don't know what types of things may be pressing against your life, but I do know one thing, that just as the psalmist trusted in God, you can trust God too. Just as the psalmist took his prayers and his petitions before the Lord with thanksgiving, I believe that you can do the same today, and that you can turn your tragedy into a triumph today. Somebody give God praise. You're listening to the Kingdom Broadcasting Network. This is our Sunday Seed Time at Harvest Broadcast. We're talking about a lesson of Psalms of Divine Justice and how we can trust God. So far we've looked at this Psalm 35, where the psalmist made a cry for divine justice and how he praised God for his deliverance. I want somebody to give God praise right now. If you put your cares before the Lord and laid all of them before him, you know that he cares for you. You ought to thank God right now. And so this is what the psalmist did here, saints. And I pray that we will be able to do the same things. And as I mentioned to you earlier, Psalm 35 is known as an imprecatory prayer because it contains certain words of curses, so to speak, or ill will upon those who are unjustly treating him. And you see where David asks God to curse his enemies. We think about in Genesis where God says to Abraham that I will bless those who bless you, but I will curse those who curse you. So it's not so out of line with knowing that God will do justice for those who are being treated unjustly. We can look at contemporary society and see many people groups have been treated unjustly, but somehow, some way, God stepped in and he turned their tragedy into triumph. And so David is praying that type of prayer in this thing, praying to God because he was on the run. At times he had no place to rest, and he was defenseless, so he prayed, asking God to curse his enemies. We see in verse 1 of Psalm 35 that David was saying, in effect, look at what my enemies have done to me. Take up my cause, Lord, and come to my aid. For I remember David prayed in one of our lessons last week that I look to the hills from which cometh my help, for all of my help comes from the Lord. We see again that the psalmist, David, is trusting in God. He's putting his life, for his life is literally not in the hands of his enemies. His life is in the hands of God. And the same is true for each and every one of us saints of God. And so he continued in verse 2 by describing the actions and equipment of a warrior. He's going to make a defense in Christ. He says, I will use God as my protection. I will ask God to be my shield and my buckler. I'm not going to rely on any type of carnal weapons. As the New Testament says, for our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. This is what David was saying when he was asking God to be his defense and his protection. I want to ask you, saints of God, who are you relying on? Who are you trusting in? Are you trusting in yourself? Are you trusting in your job, your lawyer, your doctor? But I pray today that you will be like David, that you will put your trust in the Lord. There's another psalm and proverb says, trust in the Lord with all, hallelujah, with all of your heart, saints of God. Lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. And this is what the psalmist is doing. So as we go through Psalm 35, we see in the first part of verse 3, David was pleading with God to defend him against his pursuers. And in the second half, David asked God to reassure him of his help. The word I is used of God to reveal himself as the covenant God, Jehovah. Hallelujah. You see, so David was reminding the Lord by declaring and rehearsing these words before him to remind him that he is part of God's covenant and that he can expect God's help. If you place your hope and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know that you are a part of our Father's family. So when Jesus gave us the words to what we commonly refer to as the Lord's Prayer, he prayed and taught his early disciples to pray our Father. It is not just his Father, it is our Father. This is the same type of connection that David is making even in the Old Testament text, that God, you are my God. You are the God of the covenant, and I am a part of the covenant. He realized that God is faithful and that he can trust God. Somebody said, trusting God today. Hallelujah. So we see that David made his defense in the Lord by expecting God to help him. And he continued in verses 4 through 8 where he comprises a prayer for vengeance. Now there are four curses in verses 4 through 6 that David asks God to bring judgment upon his enemies. Now it is an important question to ask why David felt justified in asking God to come to his defense. Well, in verse 7, David stated that these enemies had set a trap for him without a cause. He says ambush surprised him, and he wanted God to turn the tables on them. In other words, David was saying, God, turn this tragedy into my triumph. Somebody ought to give God praise today. So it's not uncommon for us to express ourselves truthfully with God. There are times where we try to sanitize our emotions and we try to quell what we're really feeling, but David wasn't a man like that. This is what I believe why God says he is a man after my own heart. So he does not try to sugarcoat things, so to speak, but he lets it out there, whether it's right or wrong, all in the natural. There are times, saints, where we just need to be naked before the Lord and not ashamed, for God knows every thought before it's even spoken. So David is expressing the deepness of the depths of his soul right now. He's bearing it all before God. It's not like God didn't know that he felt this way anyhow. So he says that they laid a trap for me, and I want you to turn the tables on them in verse 8. Verse 9 reflects back on verse 2 when David asks for God's reassurance. There are times he says, I just want to know that you're here with me, God. And later on we read a scripture where David says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. So God gives you that reassurance when you bear it all to him, just as David did here. So he asked for God's reassurance. He felt that he could now rejoice in God with all his being. He knew that God's promise of deliverance would come to pass. Even if it wasn't now, it will come when. So who is like unto thee, the psalmist says, for no one is able to do for us what God can do. He is on the side of the weak, and ultimate justice only comes from the Lord. I pray that you have your hope and trust in God like the psalmist did today as he prayed thanks to God. And at the end of the psalm, we see David asks others to join him in praising the Lord for the good that he had done. You see, saints, our faith grows stronger when we hear about the things that God has done for others and what he's done for us, both small things and great things. They're all marvelous in the eyesight of God. So as believers and followers of Christ, saints, we may not come under the same kinds of attacks that David did, but we can cry out to God to defend us nonetheless. We may feel helpless. We may feel hopeless, but God helps the helpless and the hopeless in the middle of their trials. Somebody ought to give God praise today. So I want you to think about a testimony of how God has helped you when you felt helpless and hopeless. And from Psalm 35, how do we know that God, that David believed that God is just? Well, we know he believed that God is just. Well, he mentioned in verse 10, about God's action when he says that God is on the side of the weak. God saves the needy, and that God is against those who spoil or steal from the poor. This is the confidence, this is the hope, and this is why David could sing these psalms of divine justice, and this is why he can trust God. So thanks to God, we've seen so far in this psalm of justice how he made an appeal for defense. And then secondly, he cried to God for help. He cried unto the Lord for help in Psalm 109, verses 1 through 8, and verses 21 through 31. David described his enemies as those who lie about others in order to cause harm. And when they were offered goodness and love, they gave back accusation, hatred, and evil in return. So if we know anything about David's history, that he was not a sinless person either, but yet he often confessed his sins in the Psalms. And in the relationship referred to in this particular psalm, he was not doing or intending on doing any harm or sinful actions. In this case, at this moment, he was right and justified before God. But his enemies, on the other hand, were trying to create confusion. They were trying to cause harm in his life. And we note the first charge he made against them was they were using hateful words. Anybody ever had hateful words spoken about them? Well, this is a very common kind of evil in the world. And so David cried to God for help. And there was something that David included in his prayer, that the impact of God answering his prayer, that the God turning what they meant for evil for his good, would be that they would know that the Lord is on his side. Hallelujah, thanks to God. And perhaps they will come to embrace the Lord God themselves. And so in addition to crying for help, in conclusion, he prayed a prayer for deliverance. Now that you've heard my cry, God, I've made my appeal to you. I ask you to deliver me. I put the proper postage on my letter. I want to be delivered from this place and brought to a new place. And we know that God answers. We know that God upholds the cause of the poor and the afflicted saints. And so whenever we see those who are afflicted or poor, we should do whatever within our power, as the Lord allows, to help liberate them, to set the captive free. So we may have times when life couldn't be better, but we may also have times when life is bleak. Challenges are often things that we face in life, saints of God. I want you to always remember to make sure that you know that God is a God of justice, God is a God of mercy, and knowing that we can trust God in every situation would encourage us to thank him and to praise him even in advance. God bless you, saints. I look forward to speaking with you again next week, trusting God.